Chassam Sofer says, it's brought in the Minhag Chassam Sofer, Epachanaka Hizir Les Asik Belimatar Kadosha Yosar Mivashar Hayam. You don't have it in front of you. Just sharing with you. It's brought in the name of the Chassam Sofer. He would tell us Talmidim that on Chanukah, more than any other time of the year, a person needs to increase his learning. We have to learn Torah seriously. So they say, it's brought both from Rav Meir Shapiro, founder of the Daf Yomi, and from the Tefer Shlomo Vedamsk. When the Gemara says, "My Chanukah," the Gemara says, "What is Chanukah?" Ditanu Rabbanan. So Rav Meir Shapiro said, "My Chanukah?" Ditanu Rabbanan. Period. That's the whole Gemara. My Chanukah. You want to know what Chanukah is about? Ditanu Rabbanan. Ditanu Rabbanan. The rabbis taught Torah. The Jews learn Torah. That's why the Chassam Sofer told this Talmidim on Chanukah, more than any other time you have to learn Torah. You hear? You get it? My Chanukah? What is Chanukah? Ditanu Rabbanan.
Right there.
But in addition to learning Torah, Ditanu Rabbanan means you have to learn your rabbis.
Who says that?
The Tiferes Shlomo from Radamsk. The whole essence of Chanukah is Tanu Rabbanan, is to learn Torah. But Ditanu Rabbanan means you have to learn your Rebbeim. You have to learn who your Rebbeim are. So I want to, for a few months now, I've had this photocopied on my desk, wanting to do it on a Sunday, but then I realized how much of a Chanukah shir it is. I want to learn together the introduction to Rav Shechter's first Sefer. From our dear Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shechter, Tzvi Shechter, Shlita, and it's mamish beautiful. It's mamish beautiful. It's poetic without poetic language. It's not like Rav Kook language or the Piazessner language that we've seen a little bit. But it's very, very poetic, and it explains what it means to learn Torah. And the whole avoda of Chanukah is a victory of light over darkness, a victory of Torah over secular culture and wisdom. So let's see. Okay, the first sefer that Rav Shechter ever published was called, or is called, Eretz HaTzvi. He says at the end of the Hakdam, he says, "I wrote it because I have Talmidim who are moving to Eretz HaTzvi, moving to Eretz Yisrael, and they miss me, they want to have a connection to me. And they can't learn with me the way that they used to. So I wrote them a sefer so that they can continue to learn with me." He says that's one of the reasons I called it Eretz HaTzvi. But you'll see, he hints to other reasons along the way why he called it Eretz HaTzvi. Rav Shechter has wrote a second sefer after this, such as the letter Beis, a third sefer, such as the letter Gimel. And Mirtz Hashem, I guess he'll keep going. He'll keep publishing Sfarim until he goes through the all Aleph Beis, and then he'll go again. Okay, so Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasen Torah La'am Yisrael Baruch Hu. How fortunate we are in Chanukah to be Hashem's chosen people, and we have the Torah. The Pasuk says, Tashes Choshech Vihi Laila. Tashes Choshech Vihi Laila. Biruch HaChmino Zichrono Levracha. The Gemara explains above Metziah, Pegimel Amid Beis. Zeh HaOlam Hazeh Shedom Laila. The Gemara says that this whole world is compared to the darkness of night. Ubir Bezeb Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim explains in Parak Gimel. Now again, for those of us who haven't had the chus to learn with Rav Shechter very much, maybe you don't know that Rav Shechter loves quoting this Mesilas Yesharim. I've heard him quote it many, many times over the years. And I'm not even a close Talmud of Rav Shechter. I never was zocha to be in his shir. But he quotes this often. That what happens in the dark? The Mesilas Yesharim says, "Shechoshech halayla shnei minei teuyos efshar lo sheyigrom le'ena adam." When a person's walking in the dark, there's one of two mistakes that he could make. O yechase es ha'ayin at shelo yira mashal afan of klal. Sometimes a person walks into a dark room, starts making his way through the room, and he trips because there's something there that he did not see at all. That's one mistake. In the dark, you don't see certain things that are there. The second mistake, which is sometimes even more threatening, but sometimes in the dark, a person sees the shadowy outline of something and he confuses it for something else. That he sees some type of beam and he confuses it for a man. Or he sees a person and he thinks it's just a pillar, it's just a beam. It's a beam of the house. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, Olam hazeh is compared to darkness. V'chein chumrius v'gashmis olam hazeh hinei hu kechoshech halayla la'ein hasecha. This world confuses our minds to the point that there's things that we should be seeing that we don't see, and there's things that we think we're seeing but we don't realize that we're seeing incorrectly. V'gorim lo shtei te'uyos. We make these same two mistakes. Number one, einu maniach lo sheyira hamechsholos shebedarchei olam. You sometimes don't see things and you stumble your way through this world. V'ataos hasheniya. And the second one, which is Kashem in Harishona, Hishamata Riyasam Acheroim Hara Ki'iluhu Mamish Tov Atov Ki'iluhu Ra. It would be good to spend the rest of the day just meditating Bisbordis on this line from Mesilas Yesharim. You can go your whole life thinking that things which you thought were so good, which be'emes are really bad, or things that you spend your whole life thinking, ah, it's not for me, and it's not the most important thing that you could possibly have. It's so good. You can confuse good for evil and evil for good. That's what happens in the dark. So Olam Hazeh is compared to darkness. That's life in this world. Galus Yavon is compared to darkness. So that's why this piece is so relevant to us. The light in the dark is Hashem Himself. Before we come to Torah, we have to realize Hashem is the light. The Torah is the light He's going to explain that we use because we don't really know how to interact with Hashem. But the goal is to get close to Hashem. Hashem is the light. We've said in the past, and I don't want to talk much, I want to let Rav Shachter do the talking, but I just want to point out, when he says that Hashem is the light, in Sefer Chassidus and Kabbalah, we refer to Hashem as an Or Ein Sof. Hashem is an Or Ein Sof. Now, God is not light. So what does that mean? God is an endless light, an Or Ein Sof, an endless light, a light without end. The Bnei Yisachar says that Or is Gematria Ein Sof. That Or, 207, is the same Gematria as Ein Sof. Anyone know when the Hanukkah story took place? How long did Bayis Sheni last for?
200 years.
Bayis Sheni lasted for 420 years. When did the Hanukkah story take place? So the Rambam writes about the middle, but we know. We actually know.
207.
213.
420 minus 207.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
The Hanukkah story took place in the year 213, which means that after the victory over the Greeks, we got the Beis Hamikdash back for 207 years.
What's
207? 207 is Gematria Or.
Oh, yeah.
From the time that they lit that Or, from the time the miracle of the menorah took place, we got 207 more years of Beis Hamikdash. Okay? But again, the goal is that Hashem should be my light. Hashem is the light. Hashem is Or Ein Sof. So again, Hashem is not Or, but Or is Gematria Ein Sof, 207, because the best expression of something that's endless is light. The best expression, as the Ramchal writes in one of his more Kabbalistic Svarim, the light is the best mashal for God because light is something that I interact with. I feel it in a very real way. I benefit from it in a very real way. The room is filled with light right now, and yet I can't hold it in my hand. The same way that the room is filled with the presence of a Kodesh Baruch right now, and I can't see Hashem, and I can't feel Hashem using my natural faculties. Okay? So this world is a dark place, as Rav Shechter and Olam Hazeh needs to be illuminated by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, he quotes a Pasuk here in Yeshaya Perak Samach, Kineh HaChoshech Yichase Eretz V'arafel Le'umim V'alayich Yizrach Hashem. The world is shrouded in darkness, and the nations are in Arafel, in really dark darkness. But upon you, Hashem shines. Or, as it says in Tehillim Lamed Vav, Ki Imcha Mekor Chayim Be'orcha Nira Or. You are my light, Hashem. You're my candle. Hashem Yagil Chashki, you illuminate my darkness. V'kehena Rabbos, and there are many, many psukim that express this idea that God is our light. Ela Shakadosh Baruch Hu Kel Mistater. Another thing that Hashem, the Rav Shechter likes to always point out from Rav Soloveitchik is that God is very tzanua. Hashem doesn't like to do miracles. Hashem likes to hide behind the curtain. Hashem is a kel mistater. What does that mean? A God of concealment. That doesn't only mean that God hides himself from us to punish us. It means that even when God wants to express himself, he's very humble, kiviyachol. Hashem doesn't like showing off. And therefore, Hashem doesn't want to always be out in front. So how does Hashem present himself while hiding himself at the same time? Because Hashem is a God of concealment, it's hard for us to seek out and to find that light that is God. And therefore what? Hashem did a great kindness for us, and he wrote himself down. Like we spoke about this morning, my eyes should be illuminated with your Torah. I should find my chelik in Torah. Shekiyadua, as the Ramban explains in his Akdama to Chumash, Kol haTorah kula hi shemos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think the Torah is stories and halachos and mitzvos. The Torah is really nothing other than names of God. Kabbalistic names of Hashem. That's the Ramban writes in his Akdama to Chumash. The Torah from beginning to end is shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? In the same way that a name is a person's essence, right? The Torah is Hashem's essence.
It's his name. Yeah.
Just a question about Rav Schechter said.
Sure.
Is that there's a lot of different comparisons what Olam Hazeh is like.
Right.
In Ruach HaZal. So maybe it's a sanitary topic of comparing how they all relate to each other. Because it seems like, even though when you compare it to Lila, right, then there's also the other explanations which are a bit difficult to understand in relation to Olam Hazeh.
Like what?
Like, I've heard it's Olam Hazeh compared to a wedding, and it's also compared to a hallway of a palace.
Prisdor.
Right. It is a prisdor. It is compared to a wedding. We're in Erevin. Yeah. So you gotta put the pieces together.
Right.
But I think even more than we understand this world as a prisdor, and as we understand this world as a wedding, I think we all understand this world as sometimes a very dark and frightening place, and if I don't have the light of Hashem, I'm in big trouble. But you're right, we have to try to link those together. Okay, so the Torah from beginning to end, the Ramban says, is names of Hashem. Ulefichech nikreis b'shem ha-mashal ha-kadmoni. Shachter loves to quote this also. That the Torah is called the mashal ha-kadmoni. What does that mean? It's the earliest mashal. The earliest thing that was, and always will be, is Hashem Himself. Hashem wanted to express Himself. So He decided the same way that the Rabbi Nachman takes deep Kabbalistic ideas and expresses them through stories. So Rabbi Nachman is just following the lead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to understand Him, and He's impossible to understand because Lo Machshav Asai Machshav Aseichem, He's so qualitatively different than us, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to make a mashal of Himself. Which means every time we learn Torah, we're being oseg in Hashem Himself. Shehi mashalo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher hu kadmono shel olam. When we call the Torah, the Gemara sometimes calls the Torah the mashal hakadmoni, the ancient mashal, the ancient parable. Hashem is the nimshal to the mashal. He says, look in the writings of the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Shem Olam, where he discusses this. V'oraisa v'kutra brichu chadhu. That's the lashon of the Zohar and Acharei Mos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah are one. The Torah hi chachmaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu chachmaso echad. He and His wisdom are one. U'vishah she'adam osik b'Torah hareza mamish k'machavek asamelech. Where do you get that one from? When a person learns Torah, it's as if he's hugging the king.
With a fight with you.
Where did he get this? Who says when you learn Torah, it's like hugging the king?
No.
The Tanya. Ba'ayin kol zeh b'sefer HaTanya perek dal. He writes. He says where he got it from. He got it from the Tanya. V'nimsa sha'ara haba mikoach limud haTorah hi ha'ara haba mikoach iskarvus adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when we say that a Jew is feeling the light of the Torah, when you learn a piece of Torah and you feel illuminated, it's because Hashem is shining into your life. You're drawing close to Hashem. And then Rav Schechter, now I think he's says a chiddush here. He slips it in so naturally, so seamlessly, but look, he's saying a big chiddush. The Gemara in Tamid, in Meseches Tamid, says, Kol ha'osek b'torah b'layla shechina k'negdo. You see? He didn't just tell us that the Gemara says, if you learn Torah at night, then Hashem studies Torah with you. Rav Schechter just told us a very deep shot in that Gemara. A person who studies Torah at night. What does it mean at night? At night, he told us from Bava Metzia Pei Gimel means in Olam Hazeh. So a person who what? Who really understands what it means to study Torah in this world reminds himself that the Shechina is with him. That I'm not just studying Torah, I'm learning about Hashem. I'm studying the Mashal HaKadmoni. I'm hugging the King of the world. V'nira d'haynu nami kavanas ha-medrash. And now you understand. When the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Hashem Ori V'yishi, L'David Hashem Ori V'yishi, when is Hashem my light? What does the Medrash say? Ori? Is? No? Ori? Yishi? Kisvineni Besuko? What's the time about? What's Ori? Ori B'Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is my light on Rosh Hashanah. What happened on Rosh Hashanah? What happened to Rosh Hashanah? What was the first thing that happened to Rosh Hashanah? What's the most important thing that happened to Rosh Hashanah?
Man was created.
Hayom haras olam. This is the day of creation, but it means that it was the sixth day of creation. Creation began at the end of Elul. The day that man was created was Rosh Hashanah. So look what Rosh Hashanah says here. It's beautiful. Hashem Ori Zu Rosh Hashanah. Which means with the creation of man, a man being put into a world that's compared to darkness, Rosh Hashanah demands that what? Hashem Ori, I need Hashem to be my light. Otherwise man will not survive in this world. That's what he's saying. Shev Rosh Hashanah Nivra Ha'adam. Ubo beyom limdu HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixas Torah. And on that day that man was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to teach Torah. Hashem provided light. Ubo beyom ischil laheir ha'aris haTorah Adam Rishon. From the beginning, Adam Rishon was given some mitzvahs, some Torah. He was given a Gan Eden. He was given an Eitz HaChaim. That's why in the Shofros section of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, we talk a lot about Kabbalah Satorah. What does Kabbalah Satorah have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Says Rosh Hashanah, the answer is because with the creation of man, we need Torah to survive. We recite these beautiful tefillos. Hashem, you revealed yourself to the world in a cloud of glory. That's talking about Kabbalah Satorah. The whole Yom Tov Yesh Inyan Miyuchad, because every Yom Tov has its Inyan. What is he right here in parentheses? A prize for the person who deciphers the parentheses. One word?
Word.
Every Yom Tov has its Inyan Miyuchad. Tes Hey Ayin Mem Ayin. Who's got it? You have to. It's like a Rav Moshe Feinstein when he uses English words in Negros Moshe, like ketchup.
Theme.
What?
It's theme.
Theme. Theme. Every Yom Tov has its theme.
Is that right?
Tim. Yeah, Tehim.
That's
theme. Every Yom Tov has its theme. You see?
How do you know that?
What's the point?
Frouchy's the
best. Why did he write that? Because I guess Rav Schachter felt that we would understand, instead of, better than saying every Yom Tov has its special thing, right? We as English speakers would better understand the point he's trying to make if he said that every Yom Tov has a theme.
If you want,
we do. We do understand the better. Okay. You'll ask him. And therefore, one of the themes of Rosh Hashanah is not just man is created, but the creation of man demands that there should be Torah. For whom at Tamid is Tirlel, and that's because this world is dark and Torah is light. Hashem Ori Rosh Hashanah Ratzalomer Shayidei Limud HaTorah Adam Iskari VeLaKadosh Baruch Hu Makabel HaOra Mimenu Yisbarach. No, beautiful, no? Beautiful so far. Let's keep going. It's even, there's more. Uve'inyan Zed HaAras HaTorah. We're not going to learn the whole thing. Don't worry. Uve'inyan Zed HaAras HaTorah Shenizkar B'Kra Dichiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. So now listen to Rav Schachter, who is an Adam Gadol Ad Ma'od, introduces the process by which one is drawn into the light. You don't start off completely in the light. You need to start with a small light. It's exactly what we do in Hanukkah. 1, 2, 3, 4, until we fill the world with light. But it's a gradual process. Ner mitzvah, v'torah or. Look what he writes. The Gemara says in Sota, Tala kasav etz ha-mitzvah b'ner v'satorah b'or lomer lacha v'chulu. The Gemara says, a mitzvah is compared to a ner, and Torah is compared to the source of light itself. Sha'aras ha-torah yoyser gedola me'asher ha'aras ha-mitzvah. Because the light of Torah is more powerful, is brighter, is more essential than the light that one draws from a mitzvah. And therefore what? And now what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim? It says in Parak Kuf Hey. In Parak Kuf Yotes, in parentheses, Kuf Yotes, it's Pasachav, Kuf Hey. Ner l'ragli devarecha v'or l'nesivo si. Ner l'ragli, a candle for my regel, are your words, v'or l'nesivo si, and a light to illuminate my nativ. What's a nativ? A path, a pathway. Right, Siva Shalom. Sivaria. Sha'af l'divrei Torah kara kasav ner v'lo kara or. That even though you'll find a pasuk that says that what? That Torah is compared to a ner. Right? So look what Rosh Hashanah is doing. Rosh Hashanah is saying the most essential pasuk that we think of when we talk about Torah and mitzvahs is kiner mitzvah v'torah or. You're telling me a mitzvah is a small candle and Torah is or. But what about the fact that sometimes Torah is also called a ner? So that means Torah can be a small light and Torah can be a big light. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about to say. For Amdu Akach B'Yalkut Shemoni, the Yalkut Shemoni explains, the Medrash, Yalkut Shemoni is a Medrash, Ubiru Shekach Amar David. What David Melech is trying to tell us is that there's a process of drawing oneself into the light. Kesha'ani Mascha B'divrei Torah Ma'at, Ani Mascha B'Hem. When I start learning Torah, I start with a little bit. Ukesha'ani Nichlas B'socho Sha'orim Har B'Niftachim Li. Says the Medrash, David is saying, I start off with a small light, and then as time goes on, I draw myself again into the bigger light. The big gates of light open up. Klomer. explains Rav Shechter. This is the process of becoming a Talmud Chacham, of becoming a person who's connected deeply to Hashem, and not someone who has a superficial relationship with Hashem. The bitchilas limudo shel adam af divrei Torah einam meirim ba'ado ela kener. When a person starts learning Torah, the Torah is like an air. It only lights up my life, my room, my bias, myself, so much. The ein ha'aras ha'torah elek ha'aras shar mitzvos. The learning Torah leaves me feeling as satisfied as any other mitzvah. What happens when I learn more? El shalat laat kol ha'sha'arim niftachim lefanov at shofechas ha'torah lios b'chinas or gadol ha'meir. But as time goes on and the person makes a greater commitment to Torah and he learns more and he understands the Mashal HaKadmoni better and he's hugging the king that much more closely, he starts to fill up with light. His whole life becomes filled with light. The Chiddush, by the way, of Moshe Rabbeinu being born. Remember Rashi? What does Rashi say? Nismala Habayis Kula Ora. When Rashi says when Moshe was born, the whole house filled with light. The Chiddush was that, unlike most of us, who it's a gradual process of filling our house, our bodies, our life with light, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, from the second he was born, filled up the whole room with light. That means he has such a koach of hashpa and Torah that Moshe was already illuminating other people's batim before he was even a baby, literally just born. Yeah.
So we always say that like we could learn from Moshe because he was like the epitome of like humility, and like we should all try and strive for that, but like, in a way, how much did he really work on himself? He was born with it.
So that's a good question. Whether or not, that's a big question. To what degree any gadol works on himself to become it, or if they're born into it. If I was born with the brain of Chacham Avadia, so I could also memorize entire libraries of Svarim. Okay. But Chacham Avadia Yosef also worked very hard to become Chacham Avadia Yosef, and Moshe Rabbeinu worked very hard to become Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rav Shechter, who we would look at and say, you're a genius, Rav Shechter, but he also worked really hard to become Rav Shechter. No question, it's a balance of a ratzon and a drive to do. And you're right, certain people have kishronos. Yeah, Rob, you want to say something?
Two things. One, I was going to say about what you just said, that there's the levaya of the Meshech Chachma.
Yeah.
That was transcribed. And so the Ragga Chakra had a whole Indian end. To people that are born with amazing minds, like Rav Shavar said, he himself was born with a very special mind that just grasps things, but the Meshech Chachma is not born with that mind. So he said that people who are not born with it, he said, they view the world as constantly, like they're inside a house that's on fire. So you're in a house that's on fire, and in one of those emergency situations, you do things that are generally above your own natural capabilities. So the Meshech Chachma always pushed natural capability because he always thought the place he was in was on fire and he needed to save it. But just something that from Rav Shechter saying is that the positive is quoted often is like ner, it's ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. So like what he's saying about Torah is that Torah could be that ner, because like the neshama of a person, the source of the neshama was pure is when they were learning the entire Torah. When they were just the neshama, before they became into this total gufma. It's like, when it says, Ner Hashem Nishma Adam, it's like that the Torah is literally when a person learns it, they're connecting to it's their neshama.
Right. It's interesting because the Gemara says there that when a baby's learning in the womb, there's a Ner Dalak, there's a candle that's lit, Lamala Mirosho, and he sits and he learns with the Malach. So it's interesting, that idea of Ner. From the learning, when one was just neshama dik and not yet.
But even we learn that the Torah, like Anochi, the Halak Hashem, the Torah is a piece of Hashem's soul. And like on a very crazy level, when like a person is also a chelek, right? So the Torah is a chelek of a chelek, like a lot of it. So when a person literally learns Torah, they're learning their own neshama.
Right. That's the Maharal I told you. Maharal says the world stands on Torah, but in the Nidos Chasadim. And Torah is ben adam latzma. You're learning yourself. You're learning yourself, which is the piece of Hashem that's in you, and it's all in yinachar. Okay, let's keep going. Good. So as David Melech says, when you first start learning, it's like an air, but as you continue to learn, the gates open up. Four lines from the bottom. Hinei Rishonim Zal Kosvu Shema'at Mina'or Docha Harbi Mina'choshech. The Rishonim already told us, many later tzaddikim have paraphrased, that what a little bit of light drives away a lot of darkness. Now look what Rav Shechter says. Ach ein ze maspik adayin litchos es kol ha'choshech. A little light gets rid of a lot of darkness, but not all the darkness. When a person begins to learn, that little bit of light drives away a lot of the darkness, but it doesn't drive away all of the darkness. Which means I'm still living a life where what Rav Shachter calls Or v'choshech mishtamshim b'erbuvia, where light and darkness are functioning in a mix. That's how we feel sometimes. The tumultuous years of becoming a ben yeshiva, where like there's still like the old me that maybe had more darkness, and now there's the new me that has more light, but it's Or v'choshech mishtamshim b'erbuvia. But the goal is, if I keep pushing and I keep basking in the light, while a little bit of light drives away a lot of darkness, but not all the darkness, says Rav Shachter, is medayik. However, if you can stay in the game long enough to what? To enter into a lot of light gets rid of all the darkness. And then a person can become a true tzaddik. He can bask entirely in the light, and he can feel that his world is a world of light, and there's no darkness that remains. Us sitting in this room right now, have to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're zoche to be a part of a yeshiva, a great yeshiva. The Beis Medrash HaGadol, the yeshiva of Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaChanan, Po Be'ir, New York. How fortunate are we? Now back to Rav Shachter talking. And Rav Shachter says, I feel fortunate that I've been in this yeshiva kvar shanim rabos. I began, he says, Migil HaBar Mitzvah Shavi. Ba'ad HaYom HaZeh. From the time I was a bar mitzvah boy until this day, I've been in this yeshiva. Pretty amazing. I was zocha to bask in the light of the Torah, and I was zocha to be in the presence of many gedolim. First and foremost, he says, my Rebbe Mufak, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik. And he says, Hashem should send him a refuah shleima. The Rav wasn't well at this point when the Sefer first came out. Asher Heir Einenu Ba'or Torasso, who has illuminated our eyes with the light of Torah, Bein Bahalacha, Bein Bagada, with his many shiurim, in the fifth line, Shetamid Hayu B'chinas Har Be'min Or. He says, my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, wasn't just a little bit of light. My Rebbe was Kula Or. He was a lot of light. Vashal Yadayan Tamid Hirgashnu Hech Nismali Habayis Kula Or. When we sat in the Rav Shiur, the whole room was filled with light. And the words were so beautiful and so sweet and so beloved, like they were being given to Har Sinai itself. The Chaval, now look what he writes. The Chaval, a harbe mishome dvarim shapashit lo hayulem akelim haruuyim. The Kabbalah is riboy ha'orahu. He said there were many people who didn't have the kelim. They didn't have the mental capacity to receive the Rebbe's light in the right way. And that's why the Rav was very often misunderstood, as he writes here. Some people didn't understand his mundane conversations. And they cause a disgrace to the Rav by quoting halachos or hashkafos that never entered his mind, and he never said these things, and people don't understand what they're talking about, and they have a misunderstanding of who the Rav really was. Umavur b'gemari, quotes the Gemara in Brachos Chav Zayin, that a Talmud who says something that he did not hear from his Rebbe causes chalila, that the Shechina is caused to depart from Klal Yisrael. Udavar machiv ma'od, and this pains me a lot, Sir Shechter. The Ein Kan Makum Laharech Bezen. I don't want to talk more about this because it upsets me to talk about. But needless to say, there are people who didn't understand Rav Soloveitchik. Okay, let's go weiter. Give me a sec. Uvenosach HaTfila. Next paragraph. Uvenosach HaTfila. I just want to get at least to the bottom of this page. Uvenosach HaTfila. Tiknu Chazal. We daven every day, like we learned this morning in the Piyazetzna. V'sein chalkeinu b'sor secha. Hashem, help me to find my chelek in Torah. V'kavanas in yinzehu, shalachol adam yisrael, yesh chelek miyuchad b'torah. Everyone has his unique portion in Torah. D'mavuar b'zor, sheyesh b'torah, samach riboy osios. The Zohar says, we have a tradition that there are 600,000 letters of the Torah. The Megala Mukos explains that the 600,000 letters of the Torah are hinted to in the name Yisrael. That our name, Yisrael, stands for, take a look where he writes it, Yesh Shishim Ribo Osios LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters of the Torah. And there are 600,000 Jews. Or 600,000 primary Jewish souls. He says, look in the Pnei Yoshua in Ar Masechta, in Kedushin Daf Lamed, where the Pnei Yoshua talks about this in the name of the Shlach Kadosh. Because the Gemara on Daf Lamed says how many psukim there are in the Torah, how many words there are in the Torah, how many letters in the Torah. It's trying to figure out. Now we know there are a lot less than 600,000 letters in the Torah. And there's about half as many letters in the Torah. So we need to figure out how we explain this tradition of 600,000, which again is what the Begala Mukos and the Pnei Yeshua and many others are working on. But if it's true that there are 600,000 Jews and 600,000 letters, and that's who Yisrael is, v'nira b'zad, hina isa b'sifrei, the Medrash writes in Shoftim on the Pasuk, lo sasi gvul re'acha, do not move, do not cross the boundary of your friend. Asher gavlu rishona b'nacha lascha asher tincha. Everyone has their chelek. It's talking about what? Don't move the borders, the boundaries in Eretz Yisrael. Yochol af b'chutz laretz. So you might think, just like in Eretz Yisrael, I can't move my neighbor's fence back a few inches. I can't do the same thing in chutz laretz. Talmud Lomar. So interesting. Well, it might be theft to do such a thing, but it's not this Isser. This Isser of the Torah of Hasagas Gevul, in the most literal sense, of encroaching on your neighbor's boundary, is only where? B'nachaloscha asher tinchal, in Eretz Yisrael. B'Eretz Yisrael over b'shnei lavin. In chutz la'aretz ein over el mishum lav echad b'vad. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a separate prohibition if you do it in the land. Okay? Then the Medrash says, minayin l'machlev divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'divrei Rabbi Yeshua. How do I know that if I'm trying to quote Rabbi Eliezer and I accidentally say it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, or I quote Rabbi Yeshua in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that's also a lo sase, it's an avera. Because the Torah says, lo sasig gvul re'acha. Don't move, encroach upon the boundary of your friend. What's the link, says Rav Shechter, what's the link in this medrash? U'beizvar me'elu tzrichem bir bamis. We need to understand. First of all, why does the Isser of Hasagas Gvul apply specifically in Eretz Yisrael? Why does that... Usually Eretz Yisrael mitzvos are connected to Eretz Yisrael. How does it make sense that moving my neighbor's fence in Chutz La'aretz is less of an Isser than moving my neighbor's fence in Eretz Yisrael? And secondly, what does that have to do with mixing up Shitas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? When I think I'm quoting Rambam and I'm quoting the Ravid, or vice versa. Why is that called Hasagas Gvul? And how is it connected, as it clearly is in this Medrash, to our portion in Eretz Yisrael? And you start to see why Rav Shechter again wrote this Sefer for his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. This is his Chelek of Torah, which is for his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. Look what he writes, next paragraph. V'anir alomer b'bir ha'inyin. The Gemara says in Erechen and Daf, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Gemara in Arachin. Tanya. Mishagalu shevet Ruven v'shevet Gad v'chati shevet Menashe, batlu yovlos. When the Shvatim were exiled from the land, Yovel stopped functioning in the land. As the Pasuk says, Ukrosam dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. Ukrosam dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. As Rav Shechter likes to always point out, I think Rav Shechter was born in Philadelphia, maybe. And Rav Shechter points out that the Liberty Bell has this pasuk on it. That's what this pasuk. This pasuk in Parshas B'chukosai, to proclaim liberty throughout the land. This is the pasuk on the Liberty Bell, right? Pasuk Chomish, Ukrosam dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. Okay? So Shechter always points that out, because he's from Philadelphia. So he talks about the Liberty Bell. He says, this pasuk is on the Liberty Bell. Okay, so what does it say here? When they left the land, when the Jews aren't in the land, there's no Yovel. Bizman shekol yoshveh alav, v'lo bizman shegol miksasam. When all the Jews, means most of the Jews, are in Eretz Yisrael, then Shemitah and Yovel operates the way that it's ideally meant to operate. Yachol hayu, hayu aliyah, vein mu ravin shevet beyond Behuda. So maybe if we come back to the land, but we're still living all mixed together, maybe that's enough to create Yovel, says the pasuk, l'chol yoshveh. No, everyone has to be in his territory and not scattered all over the place. Quotes the Rambam in Shemitah and Yovel, expressing this idea. So says Rav Shechter again, what's the pshat? That the Jews have to be in Eretz Yisrael and they have to be living dafka in their territory. Go to the line that begins Shechalkua. Go to the end of that line. Umemela nira lomar shemasi gvul re'eu be'Eretz Yisrael. So apparently, what we see is that a person who encroaches upon his friend's territory in Eretz Yisrael, milvad masha osab is a ma'isa gzeila. In addition to what? In addition to stealing someone else's property, which is obviously not nice, Hariugam came pogim b'mixas b'kedushas ha'aretz. When Jews are in the right place, Eretz Yisrael can function in its ideal state. Shemitah, Yovel. When Jews are not, when the Yoshveh are not Aleho, when people aren't living in Eretz Yisrael, or when Jews are not in their proper place in Eretz Yisrael, it's not just pogim in Gzela, that you took someone else's land. But it's a pagam in Kedushas Haaretz. Kedushas Haaretz can't function. Shveitchilas chalos kedushasa, because the beginning of the reality of Kedusha functioning in the land is only when the Jews are in their land, in their portion. And now we understand in a more deep way why Eretz Yisrael, why the Kedushas Ha'aretz is so deeply connected to a Jew having his chelek in the land. So Rabosai, now we understand the end of the Medrash. Go to the next paragraph. Now we understand what the Medrash says. That if I mix up Shitas Rabbi Eliezer with Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi Yeshua with Rabbi Eliezer, Gamkin over Belav Hazeh. Why? I'm in violation of Losasa Gvul. Because the same way that every Jew has a little chelik in Eretz Yisrael, a piece of land that is his, which is connected to his soul, every Jew has a piece of Torah that's connected to his soul. And if I mix up Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, the Yesh Shish and Rebbe Osios, the Torah, there are 600,000 letters of the Torah. Well, the Chol Adam Yisrael Yesh Lo Chalko Miyuch Alo B'Torah. The Ein Kedushas HaTorah Nishlemes V'Nigmeres Ela Yidei Tzir of Kol HaChalakim Yachad. The same way that Eretz Yisrael can't function without all of the Jews in their place, so too the Torah can't express itself in the ideal way without every Jew recognizing his chelek in the kedusha of the Torah. Just like Eretz Yisrael, ein kedusha nigmeres ad shekol echad makir es chelko. So too with kedusha of the Torah, every Jew needs to know his place. And there we confuse the shita of Rabbi Eliezer with Rabbi Yeshua. There we confuse a Rambam with a Ramban. Again, like the Pizetzer told us this morning. The Rambam style is the Rambam style. The Ramban style is the Ramban style. And everyone has his chelek in Torah. Okay, last two lines. Let's just go to the last little part of the page, because the end, the rest of page Gimel and Dal, the introduction, he goes on and explains why he called it Eretz Tzvi, and he thanks his wife, and he gives us a bracha at the end, which is obviously a good thing. But here's the end of his description, his beautiful description of Torah. V'nei b'maseches gittin. It says in Gittin, Lamed Chesamad Alf, or the two lines from the bottom on page base. Lamdu Chazal Lidin Kivush Milchama Midichsiv Vayishp Mimenu Shevi. One of the funniest words to pronounce in the Torah, as my brother Josh likes to always point out, this word, Vayishp. And a kudos under Vav Yud Shin Beis, or it's a patach, yeah? And it's a chirik, and then it's two shvaz, Vayishp. It's a hard word to pronounce. V'yizb. V'yizb mimenu shevi. A captive was taken captive. The notion of someone being captured in war, says Rav Shechter, is very similar. That's the pasuk that we learn. Shehu ofen mechudash al kinyan nechasim. In Sefer Tehillim, in the famous Gemara that describes Moshe Rabbeinu, explaining this pasuk in Tehillim, Moshe going to receive the Torah, it says that Moshe went up to the heavens, turn the page, Alisa Lamaro, Shavisa Shevi. Moshe, you went up to the Shemayim and you captured a captive. You brought back the Torah. What's the connection between a person going out to war and taking a captive and a person like Moshe Rabbeinu going up to the height of heaven to retrieve the Torah? Shal Yedei Yegia Va'amel Mechamtesh Al Torah. Only a Jew is willing to fight for Torah. This is Mamish what Chanukah is about. The fighting for Torah. Yachal Adam liknos as a Torah. It's only in that way that a person makes a kinyan in Torah. But kinyan shall kivush mochama. The same way, a very similar lashon the Torah uses for capturing a captive and making a kinyan in a chasim is the same expression that David Melech uses when Moshe captured the Torah on high. Shetia shalov knuya alav. That the Torah that you learn should really be yours. Like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Yutes, on the pasuk ki im betoras Hashem chavtso uvesoraso yegei yamam v'layla. David HaMelech says, you study Hashem's Torah, and then what? Torah so, yehage yomam v'layim. At first it's Hashem's Torah, then it becomes your Torah. At first it's a little light, but then your whole life gets filled with the light of Torah. It becomes yours, you make a kinyan on it. First David HaMelech says it's Torah Hashem, but then David calls it Torah so, his Torah, your Torah. Well, the Vesof Nikris al Shemo, says Rashi, Al Shemo shall also Talmud Shatarachba. The Torah becomes yours. What do we say? What did the Ramban say? The Torah from beginning to end is the name of Hashem. If you want the Torah to also be your name, you have to what? You have to work at it. And then what? Then you also. Then you also. You're entitled to be called by the Torah. That's why tzaddikim are called by their svar. Why don't we ever say, I heard a beautiful insight from Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen from Radin. We call him the Chavetz Chaim. That's the name of one of his books. But again, you become one with your Torah. Your name is your Torah. Right? You call the tzaddik by the name of his Torah. Ubarach Hashem zachisi levar kamen yana mechudashim b'torah. Shechter says, this is my chelek in Torah. Eretz Tzvi. I was zocha to come up with and to work hard and to write these novel insights into Torah becomes a chisi liknos bekinyan shalkiyush Muhammad. These are my spoils from the battles of Torah. Vakol hayab b'schus avoysai. Everything is in the schus of the avos and the schus of my rabbeim, the schus of the Talmud Torah, the rabbim of the great yeshiva that I've had the schus to teach in for so many years. And now, says Rosh Hechter, I want to share these Torahs with you. My dear listener, and he goes on again to explain why he named the Sefer as a tribute to his mother. He says, "I wrote at the end the Kuntres Sion LeNefesh Chaya as a zikaron Imi Morasi, whose name was Chaya, and I called it Eretz Tzvi. First of all, because my name is Tzvi," he says, "my name is Tzvi." Tzvi Shechter, that's his name. He said, "Second of all, I called it Eretz Tzvi because this is my chelek, so to speak, like I just explained. Your chelek in Eretz Yisrael and your chelek in Torah are connected." And then he says, "I have Talmidim who are living in Eretz Yisrael who want to learn my Torah, and therefore I wrote this sefer for them to enjoy as well." No, so gevaldik, it's amazing. In this world of Laila, we should be zochet to continue to bask in the light of Hashem's Torah and find our way through this very confusing and dark world. Shkayach. Should win the battle. Frelich l'chanukah.
Frelich l'chanukah.